Well, hello, I'm Dr. Len Horowitz.
And I'm Sherry Kane. Welcome to the Insight Hour.
And we are not broadcasting tonight via live stream video, just audio on bbsradio.com. Typically, we also broad stream out on love528tv.net. That's love528tv.net. But if you're over there and you're trying to get us, you're not going to be getting anything but pre-record because we are, for safety's sake, in a new location tonight. It has been a very momentous week for us, and I'm sure that if you've been paying attention to not only the show last week, but the newsletters that have been going out from healthyworldstore.com, and also looked today at the new posting on YouTube for the introduction to I think it's going to be about a 4 or 5 part series on this Pharma WHO fraud, the murders, the libel, and the defamations that have been coming my way, how I have been set up for an assassination attempt, or at least an explanation for my assassination through religious fanaticism, and also this whole concept of libeling me, alleging that I'm a Knights of Malta member when I am not, that's all been now busted. It is a CIA sting operation that we busted, and that essentially at the heart of it is a man by the name of Greg Szymanski, with additional people that Sherry Kane has been heavily engaged in. And I'm sure, Sherry, you can tell us more about that tonight. I want to thank our sponsors, first of all. I want to thank HealthyWorldStore.com, and mostly I want to thank all of you listening out there who have prayed for us over this past week when we really absolutely needed your prayers more than ever. So thank you so much for doing that. We love you, and we really are extremely grateful for the prayers of protection, the angelic coverage that we get from you and your prayers. Heartfelt faith and prayer is just really where it's at in my book. So thank you out there for praying. Thanks for Healthy World Store for all the books, tapes, DVDs, CDs, healthcare products, and equipment that you've purchased through Healthy World Store, because it's what keeps us financially going in this ministry and this investigation ongoing. So, Sherry, welcome to the Insight Hour as usual.
Nice to be here. Although we've had a very, very difficult, hard week, and we've dealt with a lot of evil. I haven't dealt with evil, like this ever. I don't think ever in my entire life. And I think it's a spiritual war that we're battling right now. And, I mean, literally a spiritual war. These people are really the darkest people of Satanism. They have black hearts and no consciousness. And it's just, so excuse me if I'm sounding a little bit tired. We've been working nonstop just to really get the latest up-to-date news to you, and also for our safety, get it out there, get the names of the people that are actually responsible for all of the attacks and all of the intimidations that they put in front of us. So excuse me, everybody listening out there, if I sound a little bit tired tonight, I am pretty exhausted from all the work.
But your spirit is still pretty high.
Yes, I mean, I do believe in the Creator. I'm just working overtime just really because I know that it's all we're all working on a time schedule here where this is timely stuff that needs to get out. The end times. It needs to get out into the universe. So we sent it out to you, and we're still working on some more details so you have all the information and you know exactly who's out to get us, why they're out to get us.
Well, let's give an overview of the whole thing. First of all, what started about, I guess it was 10 days ago or so, we had been notified that a Benjamin Fulford had attached to Edward Harley. These are two journalists in the financial arena. In fact, Edward Harley, his pen name is Christopher Story. He's the world's leading expert in exposing and whistleblowing on financial misdoings and criminal activity. And his favorite focus was on the Obama, Bush, Cheney, CIA links to the financial world criminality. And this man was assassinated. He was told everybody that he had gotten death threats from this group particularly. He also got a death threat from Benjamin Fulford, which is his kind of like main nemesis. in the financial whistleblowing world. The main competitor, if you will, although Benjamin Fulford could not hold a candle to Christopher Story, that's the pen name of Edward Harley, because essentially Harley's intelligence network was absolutely stunning and unsurpassed. I marveled at his reports because ultimately he had whistleblowers and investigative reporters in Washington, all around Wall Street, anything that would happen anywhere in the United States in the financial sector, Harley would report on with meticulous clarity and journalistic, amazing.
Right. Well, he wasn't mixing any fluff in it. He was a real journalist. Yeah. He wasn't mixing anything New Age into what he was saying. He was just really an honest, really one of those honest reporters that you don't hear from anymore. And I think he had an affinity. We believe he definitely had an affinity for the Queen. He sided with her. And
that was probably his bias. According to the evidence that Sherry and I are looking at, it appears that this man was working for the monarchy, MI6 most likely. Whereas, why don't you share a little bit about his nemesis, Benjamin Fulford?
Well, Benjamin Fulford, we believe, he lives in Japan. He defected from the States.
Actually, he's Canadian.
He's Canadian. He's Canadian born. He defected from Canada, from the States, and he also started living in Asia.
And a lot of the suspects that we're currently investigating, not only for involvement in Harley's murder, but also Don Harkins' murder.
Right, exactly. They were surrounding Don Harkins at the time of his murder, and the same people that are attacking us right now are surrounding Don Harkins.
Yeah, I won't mention who they are, and I'm sure they're listening tonight. So we're not done with you guys. You guys have some responsibility to bear, not only for my libel and the threats that you have not only sent my way, but sent to Sherry Kane over the past week that she has been posting. You who are responsible for doing this, you have set it up to be exposed. And you shall be exposed, and by the grace of our Creator, the one God, King of the universe, you will be given justice.
And it's really underestimating us for our research. And if we're going to put our efforts into investigating you, you can definitely be sure that we're going to uncover everything in your closet that you're trying to hide, because that's what we do. And since you pointed your finger at Dr. Horowitz, you made us look at you. You brought it upon yourself to be investigated. And with your investigation is going to come the investigations of those that you work for. And I know that you are going to become a liability to those that you work for.
You already are a liability. Because, assuming that you're working for Central Intelligence Agency,
exactly,
which all the evidence strongly indicates.
And there's a lot of criminals waiting for your job out there.
Then essentially what you have done by your stupidity is that you have literally shined the light into the darkness of the recesses of your operatives, your black op, and that your own agency, be it the CIA, whoever it is going to be exposed now. It is a worldwide effort. We have people all over the world who have joined us. Information and intelligence is coming in on you all over the world. So be it known that you are on your way out, essentially, because you have exposed yourselves as well as your bosses.
And believe me, we see that you're fleeing right now, because the people that you counted on that you believed you could count on in your networks are actually playing two sides. Don't think for one minute that they won't sell you out. And they have. And they are giving us a lot of information about you right now. So just be prepared for what we're going to send out into the world about everything that you have done in the past to anybody, all of your criminal records, all of your investigations, anything that's been said about you is going to be brought into the light. You brought it upon yourself. We had other work to do. We were working on great things, and you wanted to come with your daughter.
Especially 528.
Exactly.
528 Records, I-528 Tunes, a whole spiritual renaissance, the shift into the love. And really, that's where our hearts are. We know that that's where the entire planet spiritually is evolving right now. But you guys want to set me up for not only libel, but also in a murder, then you're going to have the repercussions and the responsibility. You've generated your own karma. At any rate, let's go back to Benjamin Fulford for a minute.
Well, let's talk about one thing, because I'm getting a lot of people who contact me and they have a question. They say, well, you know, Sherry, you and Dr. Horowitz are doing such great work in the world. Let me ask you this. Why not concentrate on that and just forget about these guys? You know, it's in the past. And I explained to them that we would not be doing justice to anybody in the Patriot community, in the true Christian communities, in every grassroots community out there. We would not be doing them justice if we did not expose these people, because these are the people, the very people at the grassroots level that work for these people that you've been exposing for years, but on the grassroots level, on the lowest level.
On our level, exactly. On the grassroots activists.
And these are the people that have twisted things. They've discredited
the entire
people.
Patriot community. Is
They've infiltrated.
In
they infiltrated.
They infiltrated, and they have successfully pinned every single one of us against every single other.
And we blame them for the fact that all of these people out there are still getting vaccinated, that the truth has not come out.
Right.
Because there's people that turn to alternative media for answers, and they don't get the answers because of all of this disinformation out there.
Right. From whether it's knocking me for my work on HIV/AIDS and the origins and the manipulations of the pharmaceutical companies of we the people through vaccination intoxications, that type of information and disinformation that has been put out by these same persons is now going to be exposed for the truth, and that their bosses, their pharma media manipulators, their CIA handlers, all of these guys are being exposed now in the light. So the reality is that the need to focus into the darkness is just the same need as focusing into the love and the light. Because, again, if you've got to consider the fact that you cannot, and this is particularly a message for the New Agers out there who are listening, you cannot achieve full enlightenment unless you come to terms with the depths of the darkness. That is why Jesus confronted Satan and said, get thee behind me, Satan. It's that metaphor in the Bible that we're talking about. Unless you can literally, with zero fear, look straight at the beast with a true faith-filled heart, and yea, though we walk through this valley of the shadow of death, we shall fear zero evil. Because ultimately, when you have the strength of the Creator with you, you can walk right into, like Daniel, into the lion's den, and that lion becomes a pussycat. The reality is the light overcomes in every situation the darkness. The darkness cannot, Satanism cannot stand against the Almighty God.
And we are dealing with real Satanists here. We have confirmation that these people are heavily involved in practicing Satanism. So it really is a spiritual war that we are fighting.
Right. And we're particularly, now if you mention that, you have to acknowledge that this is a Dr. Truot and his barking dog, so to speak, Timothy White.
Timothy Patrick White is his
Timothy name. Patrick White, who are experts in the field of Satanism. And they're so ready to point out Satanism in everyone else. And, you know, there's an old saying, it's all over the Internet, actually, you can look for it, is if you're pointing, if those who point a finger at anyone for anything, have four fingers pointing back at themselves. It's actually a thumb and three fingers, I figure it, but that's the saying goes that there's four fingers pointing back at them. These are the people that have brought this whole concept of Satanism.
Right.
These are the Bible believers out there who
hide behind the Christian Bible claiming they are Christians when, in fact, they don't believe in God at all. They don't believe in the Creator at all.
They don't believe in the creator that we believe in. There's a Creator who judges us, and who we need to be understanding has the power of the universe in his hands or in his heart.
Well, they believe in the dark side, the dark God.
And they believe that judgment comes from them.
Exactly.
That is part of their theology. The Church of Satan believes that. Now, these are the guys who have been claiming that Sherry Kane and I are satanic. After we started to expose them last week on this show, we've been getting nothing but hate mail. Your blog, why don't you give everyone where they can read these emails, these hideous emails? Sherry.
You can go to sherrykane.com and you can click on my blog. And also I'm going to be updating the latest threats. I haven't updated it today, but I have the final email that I received from Truat where he actually says, after I just called him on his crap and I copied everybody on his email list, he responded with his, oh, don't email me. Why are you bothering me? Don't email him anymore.
So as of today, Mr. Truat, or Dr. Truat, he calls himself, is no longer going to be receiving emails from us, and we expect, likewise, to no longer be receiving hate mail, making all sorts of hideous lies and allegations, along with Mr. Timothy Patrick White.
And I have the emails that Truat sent me prior to the ones I have on the site, and they're all attached to my blog and attached to the latest threats section of my website. And you can read them. They're all there clear as day. And I sent those letters out to him in that email before the final email that he sent me, and it totally freaked him out. And he instead of dealing with what he wanted to start with to begin with, he came back with it saying, oh, don't harass me anymore.
Yeah, right, like as though, like, you started the harassment.
Yeah, like I was ever doing anything to him. And so everybody can see it. They can see we were doing our own thing, as we always do, in exposing the genocide out there. And along came these little cockroaches to sting us. It was just that, I mean, it was as simple as that. They just came along and they said, okay, let's just distract them. Let's just sting them. Let's just call them and discredit them and call them names. And like, people won't believe what they're saying because they're trying to stop us from saying it. And the thing is, when your word gets really strong, when your voice gets really big, that's when they come for you. When you have no voice out there, that's when nobody cares about you. So we know we were doing something big, that they were coming like thousands of mosquitoes swarming around us,
yeah,
trying to get our to pay attention to them and just taking all. They,
yeah,
took a lot of,
like,
our time, really.
It's like my good old buddy, Colonel Bo Greitz, used to tell me. He said, Len, the flak only gets heavy when you're over the target. So if you're starting to get heavy flack, you know you're over a major,
oh, yeah,
major target. So this is what we've been up to. We basically, you know, I put out this newsletter today, and linked it is to YouTube. There's a brand new first part introduction to what is taking place, and I think it behooves every one of you, because some of the documents that initiated this whole scandal and this murder and intrigue involving CIA operatives here in Black Ops, Greg Szymanski, and again, we were contacted because of Truat, who has worked a lot with Szymanski. It was Truat that essentially fed Szymanski lies that Szymanski published, therefore libeled me, and that then as Dr. Truat began to defend himself, passed on word to his little group of, I guess, intelligence agents or operatives,
communication
cronies, engaged in this sharing of intelligence and Bible-believing satanic sorcery to begin to attack us. And as that happened, these agents were being exposed. And so today, we got, I think, a last email from, actually it may not be the last, from Timothy Patrick White, but
no,
it deals with the fellow who is coming up on BBS Radio right after us here on the Inside Hour. His name is Don Nikoloff. He comes and brings you Evident Footprints 5 nights a week on BBS, follows our program, and was also very good friends with Don Harkin, so to speak, or we're told.
And actually, this Dr. Truat is implicating Nikoloff.
Don Nikoloff. Well, that's not the only one. You see, Don Nikoloff has been implicated initially to us by Ingrid Cassell Harkins vis-a-vis Edward Harley, who's been assassinated. So you have two journalists who are murdered. You have, number one, Edward Harley, who stated to Ingrid that he was absolutely confident with his intelligence.
Story.
That's, again, Christopher Story, who had meticulous virtually MI6 level intelligence for everything type of operation that's happening in the financial world, in and around Washington, D.C. and Wall Street. And this man came to the United States and then gave Don Harkins and Ingrid Cassell some information, intelligence, and then when he found out that Don Harkins had been murdered, he basically swore up and down that the main suspect in this case would be Don Nikoloff. Now, it's interesting that Don Nikoloff has been engaged with me for quite some time. I consider Don a very close friend and ally. And for those of you who have been listening to the Inside Hour for the past 3 years, you know that every night that I would end my show, I would always encourage you to stay tuned to Don Nikoloff on Evident Footprints. I can no longer make that statement. In fact, what I highly encourage you to do is call into Don Nikoloff's program after the Inside Hour tonight and tell him that he needs to come clean. He needs to, number one, explain why it was that all of a sudden he took $2,500 from Dr. Leonard Horowitz in partnership to create the first 528 transposed album of a wonderful singing star from Canada. And then this was just prior to Live H2O, and suddenly Don Nikoloff, he disappeared off of my radar screen with zero effort whatsoever to explain himself.
Right.
The money's never been returned. The contract was violated.
And he dodged your phone calls.
He dodged phone calls. He dodged emails. And that is the truth. We have not spoken, and I have not received an email from Don Nikoloff for, I would say, certainly since June, easily, of 2009. The before Live H2O, he abandoned us. And that's very stunning because I know that Don Nikoloff is extremely well-versed, very knowledgeable about 528, the love frequency or the heart frequency of the musical mathematical matrix of creation. This information is extremely important because, you see, in a world that's going to hell, we need to establish technologies and methods and materials to bring it back to some semblance of sanity and love and peace and prosperity in all ways. And Don was a big fan of 528. In fact, Don Nikoloff, I had promoted and I have published a lot of his writings on love528.com. It's still there, where you can see that he maintains a high level of expertise in the field. In fact, I find it very interesting that I didn't find anyone around the world at the time who knew more about 528 than Don Nikoloff. And that's why I was happy to engage in a partnership with Don, happy to advance him $2,500 to transpose the first album. He alleged that that album was done. It was completed. All it needed to be was delivered. It never was. And he broke the heart of a young lady up in Canada.
Who wanted to make her album for. She was a singer that he actually was supposed to take her music and transpose it into
her
platform.
Name is Rosita Stone.
Right.
And she really is still very sad about the thing. I've spoken with her a number of times about it, and I have no explanation because Don Nikoloff has never given me an explanation or even an apology. Now, it is interesting, you see, that Don Nikoloff would suddenly end up on BBS Radio with the show right after mine. And the email that we received today from this menace to the Patriot Movement and to the truth tellers and whistleblowers of America, Tim Patrick White, would allege in this email that Don Nikoloff had recorded some sexual innuendos between myself and Sherry Kane following this broadcast of the Inside Hour one evening.
And he said that Don Nikoloff had actually recorded it.
And Don Nikoloff was supposed to have recorded that. Well, I wrote back. I said, if that's the case, then I would highly encourage you guys to play it, to post it on YouTube, and let's have a celebration about Dr. Horowitz's sex life. Because, you know, maybe I would have some fun with that myself, you know. But the reality is that I suspect strongly that Mr. Timothy Patrick White, who issued that claim with regard to Nikoloff, was lying. I don't believe that Don Nikoloff has any such tape. I believe that Don Nikoloff has made enemies for whatever reason, I know not, with Patrick White, Timothy Patrick White, and that essentially...
He's easy to make enemies with Patrick
White. Well, you know, everybody... He makes an enemy of everyone.
Timothy White is just...
a complete psychosociopathic type of personality, or at least that's what his emails that Sherry's posted. You can read it yourself. You can draw your own conclusions. Essentially, this man is gone.
And so is Truot. They're both in the same...
Well, they're both good friends. They both work together intimately.
Both completely nuts.
They feed off of each other. They feed off of that bizarre type of... I don't know what it is, frankly. It's
bullying.
And it's not even bullying. It's absurdity. It's frankly absolutely absurd. It's stupid. It's
low-life bullying.
It's low-life. It's really low-life. So the bottom line is that Don Nikoloff is... suspect in at least one murder investigation, and that he really needs to do more than what he did last week. For your information also, folks listening, I pledged to call in and contact Don. I called in at about, I think it was 10:15 or 10:20 last week, after the Inside Hour was over.
Actually, you called in probably a little earlier than that, because that Timothy White called me.
Oh, right.
At 10:15. So
at any rate, I had attempted, and Don Newsom, who is the director of BBS and in the engineering room at the time, had actually tried to put through my call to Don Nikoloff, and that he had a guest. So it's understandable that he didn't feel comfortable about taking my call after he had a soliloquy about this new revelation about his involvement and suspicion in a murder investigation. But the reality is that he claimed that he was going to have some additional time and make some other comments. Well, the world is waiting for you, Mr. Nikoloff. Don, if you have any semblance of reason left and integrity, we need to have a written statement as to all of these claims that have been made by people, not yours truly. I'm simply passing on what has been relayed to me with regard to the seriousness of this issue of my personal libel, my having been set up in the framing and framed in the murder of Edward Harley, as it also relates now through this network of intelligence CIA operatives via Benjamin Fulford to Greg Szymanski, directly links to Ott, Dr. Truot, and his Mr. Menace, Timothy Patrick White.
His barking dog,
and you, Don. You've got a lot of explaining to do, and I think everyone on this network, everyone in the world, everyone throughout the Patriot Network, everyone throughout the Whistleblowing Network, everyone involved in 528, everyone involved in Holistic Health is awaiting your written response to all of this. Come clean, Don.
Exactly. And we want to know his relationship. What was his relationship with Truot? What is his relationship with Szymanski and John Eric Phelps?
Yeah, well Eric John Phelps is obviously a absolute racist. There's no question in my mind that I must draw that conclusion based on, over the last couple of days, Sherry has, in her brilliant research, has been sending me articles to review with regard to what was stated about me by Eric John Phelps, who is intimately connected to Dr. Truot and this Timothy Patrick White.
And also it's what was really interesting, you can see it on my blog as well, is the fact that he can edit a wiki page and you can't even edit your wiki bio, that your wiki bio is not what you created and they created this bio for you and you can't even edit it because you've been banned from editing bio.
Absolutely. I think that this is one of the things that we're going to be working on shortly is a whole expose of Wikipedia. Folks, I'm sure you've probably, if you're on the internet, you've used Wikipedia. Whenever you look up any information, what typically comes to the top of the search engines is this Wikipedia reference, and it's supposed to be a public access and public service and a nonprofit. Well, it's really not. It's a fraud. It's a front. It's a CIA operation. There's no question in my mind about that, because if you look at the biases in it, it is strongly biased against everyone in alternative medicine. All the leaders in alternative medicine have Wikipedia, like Sherry's saying, sections that they cannot edit, and yet there are lies, there's libel, there's defamation, there is insinuations that are ridiculous in many cases, and certainly degrading and deserving of the people who are at the forefront in advancing Big Pharma's competition. That is alternative medicine. And so this is my introduction to Wikipedia several years ago, and I can tell you as the editor-in-chief of Medical Veritas Journal, I still have that assignment, and you are encouraged to go to medicalveritas.org and read some extremely compelling articles, not only about vaccination intoxication and this fraud called shaken baby syndrome, how when you get vaccinated as an infant, especially with mercury, the toxicity causes neurological damage and you end up potentially dying, and the parents in this now fascist state of America that we're living in today, this criminality and injustice of blaming parents for shaking their babies and then placing the parents in jail when, in fact, it was a vaccine injury in most cases. This is many of the articles in Medical Veritas deals with this subject. And so you see, Big Pharma would not like nothing better than through their CIA operatives to put us out of business. And the other article that's on there right now, there's a third article down. You can scroll to the bottom of medicalveritas.org, and you can see where the Western world got the 528 hertz frequency musical instrument tuning. You can thank the Rockefeller Foundation. You can thank those people who are currently engaged in the genetic manipulations. The new term genetics is for the old term eugenics. Those Rockefeller financiers literally advanced this whole agenda from military research to institute throughout the Western world. The most dumbing down, spiritually suppressive frequency of energy that a musical instrument could emanate, and that is our standard tuning called A440 hertz. So if you go to medicalveritas.org, you can scroll down to the bottom of the home page, certainly read that wonderful article that introduces this concept of the manipulation of vaccinations and then pharma media, their manipulations of the mass mind. Because it's very important to realize that all of our beliefs have been biased and jaded by what it is that the mainstream media has taught us. And so go down, you'll see the third article deals with this whole concept of creating a culture through manipulating the music. And that, again, is very important. And if you also want to engage a lot of great music, new music, that you can transpose your old music, go to i528tunes.com. It's part of the 528 Love Revolution. 528loverevolution.com. There's another website link for the musicians out there. And if you really want to study the subject in depth, I highly encourage you to go to love528.com. Love528.com has a lot of great information, particularly the mathematical proofs of how important 528 is. It's the reason, by the way, the grass is green. The chlorophyll molecules, based on the sacred geometry of the musical mathematics and the musical math that is sourcing from the Creator's heart, the heart of the universe, as above, so below, as it is in heaven, so be it on earth. And the fact it is that way, except in man's world, the fact is nature, the botanical world, is celebrating love in 528 hertz frequency, and it's evident by the greenish-yellow color of a baby leaf budding in the spring, or a blade of grass that has the intelligence far more than humanity to go to the light of love versus
dive your head into the satanic sorcery of the darkness.
So, I mean, so these criminals took us off of what our focus was the good news. And they brought us down into this darkness.
Well, it's meant, you know, for everything, there's a season. And I believe that it's no accident that this was necessary. I think that the American patriot community, which has been in complete disarray, and, I mean, everybody's fighting everybody else. And the fact is that look who's infiltrated who. You know, it's just sick and sad. I mean, I've gotten a lot of support for people writing in. It's far, far many more people are writing us that are thankful to us exposing Alex Jones for taking on Homeland Security official sponsors through the American Biotech Labs and their Clifton Mining conglomerate that puts out this fraudulently promoted product called Silversol, which may be very harmful to people's health because it vibrates with an antibiosis, an antibiotic vibrational energy. It's not like 528 hertz frequency of love that uplifts everything. When they put ultraviolet light frequencies that kill bacteria and viruses, well, you know, that's an antibiosis. You know, when you think about homeopathy, how powerful water is when it's resonating with a frequency, that's what homeopathy is. And if you have sensitivity towards that and an understanding of that science, then you would never, ever administer to yourself a antibiotic type of frequency in water and expect nothing more but killing off germs.
So do you believe that Alex Jones was infiltrated since the beginning, or do you think that he's just recently been infiltrated?
You know, Sherry, this whole incident with Truot and with, you know, all of these guys that we're dealing with, Don Nikoloff, I have to tell you, I'm going to confess, make a complete confession right now. You know, I am a fool in many ways. I have been extremely foolish. I have been very loving, very open, very naive in accepting people for their word and accepting that, you know, a handshake and somebody's good word is their goodwill and good faith, and that you can rely on it. Apparently, I think I need to develop an additional level of discernment that I want to acknowledge you, Sherry, because, you know, it's interesting. I think you are a lot more street smart than I am. I have I've lived my life kind of like in a bubble, and I'm waking up, like many of our listeners now, to the darkness that, you know, I don't give it much energy, and I know I'm focused on the light, which shall dispel darkness in every situation. But the truth of the matter is that when it comes to judging people such as Alex Jones, who I know personally, I've met him at many media gatherings and events, and we've shared, you know, what I thought was fine conversation and a moderate amount of friendship. And to have experienced what Alex did to us vis-a-vis his advertising reps and taken money from the guys literally who are intimately linked to Homeland Security when he makes his living off of banging Homeland Security, or at least a large part of his money makes a living off of banging Homeland Security and exposing them for all sorts of things, come to find out that he didn't want to advertise 528. He didn't want to read an ad that we laid out for him. He didn't want to make good on a promise that, in fact, was an inducement for me to advertise on Alex Jones and in his web sites, to alleging that he was going to interview me for a lengthy interview. It was to be an hour, and that we were going to be going into depths about how beautiful and wonderful and revolutionary 528 is. You know, I hold it, and I've been heralding it as this is my job to do that, the key to the house of David in the end times, in Isaiah 22:22, in the book of Revelation 3:6-8. Look at it. It talks about in the end times there shall be an angel from the city of Philadelphia. And I mentioned last week on this program and many other times, Sherry, Cain, you were born in Philadelphia, and so was I. We only met about a year ago now.
And
a year and a half
ago. And, you know, you have this calling on your heart, and I have this calling on my heart, and here we are, you know, advancing together 528 revolution, you know, the Love 528 revolution and the I-528 tunes, you know, and that's an amazing thing. But when you look at what the Bible talks about, it says that there shall be an angel that administers this knowledge and that somebody is going to be assigned to heralding this. And I'm appealing to every scientist out there, every religious scholar out there, to religious leaders out there, to don't take our word for it. Assume that we're not telling you the truth. Assume that we're making this up. Assume that you just want to be inquisitive about what is 528 and how is it related to the rainbow? How is it related to the electromagnetic color spectrum? How is it related to chlorophyll? How is it related to the mathematical matrix that the physicists and the mathematicians say is fundamental to pi and phi and the Fibonacci series and the spiraling of everything in the universe? It's math. It's all math. It's all musical math. And when you understand that, and then you suddenly realize through us taking a simple chart such as the spectrum of colors and the electromagnetic color spectrum, and you see right in the heart of the rainbow is this greenish yellow color, and then you realize that's 528. So it's the heart, as above, so below. What's true for your heart is true for the Creator's heart. What's true in the universe, at the heart of the universe, is the macrocosm is likewise reflected in the microscopic realm of the atoms and the vibrations of the electrons that move us and actually manifest us. In fact, folks, if you don't know this, here's a truth for you. The electrons are the smallest, tiniest particle, and they're not even known to be a real particle because they have wave tendencies, and they're thought to be a part wave and part particle. It's the kind of like the place where things come from the spirit realm, nothingness into somethingness, into manifestation in the physical realm. And that is what you are seeing when you are looking at other human beings, when you're looking at physical reality. What is really manifesting in your experience, in your eyesight, is a mass of electrons. Even though they're the smallest particle within the atom, it is not the neutrons, it's not the protons that you're actually seeing. You're actually viewing the electrons because they are so plentiful and they are so active in the electron cloud movement around atoms, and therefore the molecules and then physical, you know, proteins and tissue, the real fundamental physical reality of a human being and all of biology and all of even rocks and the entire physical universe is literally this manifestation of electrons. And the electrons, if you really understand that, they are the source of all energy. It is the electrons, like in the equation H2O, where you have H plus plus OH minus yields H2O. Well, the H plus is an indicator that it gave off an electron. And all of the electrons throughout the entire universe source, you could say, from God. Well, part of the triune God is water. Reread Genesis 1:1-1:2. You see, the water was there when the Creator was there. They both began at the same time. So in real depth Bible study, you have to understand that water is part of the triune God. You've got the Holy Spirit, you've got the Creator, and in fact, in Revelation, before you had the Son, I'm sorry, in Genesis, before you had the Son come out, you had the Holy Spirit hovered over the face of the water, divided the water from the water, then the words, let there be light, was spoken. Words are sound. Sound is math. Again, with a lot of love, that 528 frequency was sung by our Creator, and then out popped the sun. So that's how we really got our solar. And if you look at what the sun is made of, it's about 100% hydrogen. It's 98% hydrogen. It's 2% helium. Helium is double hydrogen combined. And so it's all the light, all the energy is coming from the electrons.
We were talking about the elements, remember?
From water.
And we were talking about the sun as being, a fire element, and along with the other elements of the water and the earth and the minerals.
Yeah.
Well, and then the wind, which is the air.
Well, yeah, the prana, the breath of life, and it's called the Ruach HaKodesh, or the Holy Spirit. In Hebrew, it's the breath of holiness, or the Ruach HaKodesh. And it's, you know, the power of the energy of life comes from the electron, and you take that simple equation that I shared earlier, H plus plus OH minus, the carrier of that electron is the oxygen. So that breath of life, and of course the Bible talks about the life is in the blood. Well, the life being in the blood, the source of the energy, that Holy Spirit is, that power is attached to the oxygen, and that's what really red blood is like. That heme group, by the way, looks identical. We published this. It's actually on the newsletter archives. You can go look at the structure of chlorophyll and how it is intimately related, nearly identical, to the structure of the hemoglobin molecule that supplies us with the oxygen and the electrons of energy that sustains us. And so this is, again, part of the science that we're advancing with these magnificent divine revelations, because the Creator said in the end times, all of the greatest truths shall be known. You know, I'm humbled and thankful for being one of the people who are at the forefront of heralding the greatest secreted truths of history. The 528, the miracle note, it's the third note of the original solfeggio musical scale. It was buried by the Roman Catholic Church and, you know, sadly and sickly, you know, our detractors, you know, Szymanski and Ott and this White and Eric John Phelps have been attacking the Vatican and the Jesuits. Well, gee whiz, you know, if they deserve it, then let it be. But the reality is they're barking, dogs are barking at the wrong people here. And so, you know, Sherry, you and I, just a few weeks ago, really, on an outstanding article that's on healthyworldstore.com newsletter archives, revealed that the Vatican's chief financial officer, the financial advisor to the Pope, is Peter Sutherland, who holds the dual position of not only being the Goldman Sachs, the CEO of Goldman Sachs International,
BP,
but also board of directors of BP, British Petroleum. So when we expose the fact, and by the way, if you're listening out there from True TV, I understand that Sherry has scheduled an interview with you folks on True TV that may be coming up, and this is the subject matter. It's about BP, it's about Halliburton, it's about Transocean. So these folks are heavily involved, and we put out a wonderful 30 pieces of evidence that are in the newsletter
I'm
archives.
I'm not sure that we're getting interviewed by True TV. I'm not
really. Oh, really?
Yeah, I really don't.
I thought that you contacted them today.
Because you requested that I contact them.
Well, but, yeah, because they called you, didn't they?
Yes, they called me, but they called me a few times.
Well,
and
they
emailed
me
several times. They want to interview us.
On what?
They want to interview us on the Gulf oil disaster.
That's what I just said.
But that's not my issue with them. My issue is who is sponsoring them. That's my issue with them. My issue is that I asked them who they were sponsored by, and they are sponsored by Big Pharma, which is actually written on my blog.
Yeah.
And so I'm very concerned about doing anything with anybody sponsored by Big Pharma if it's going to get our message out to everybody and it's going to be unbiased and unedited, because we've already gone through that with Showtime, where we brought our cameras in to film them. I don't want to have to go through that again with another network. So I'm very hesitant about doing this.
So you're going to do the interview or not?
You know, I don't know. I don't know. I think we're going to bring a camera crew with us, possibly.
Well, there you go. We'll I'm sure we'll be reporting and keeping you up to date with that. Anyway, we're going to, I think, we've got about 10 minutes left. So, Sherry, what do you want to share?
Well, I wanted to thank everybody out there for your prayers and your blessings, and definitely for our safety, because we really need it during these times. And we, you know, we appreciate all of your support. And I also wanted to tell you, if you haven't signed up with Healthy World Affiliates yet, it's a great opportunity for you to partner with us. Go to healthyworldaffiliates.com. It's a great, amazing opportunity. And you can definitely benefit by helping saving other people's lives as well as your own. And also, if you have a radio show out there, if you're a radio personality, have a radio show, even if it's a small one, you can sign up as a Healthy World affiliate and post the banner that we have on this site onto your blog. And this will help you also actually get funding for your cause. All the people out there that are listening to us on radio shows are mostly activists. There may be a few mainstream, but these days we're being watched by everybody. I feel that everybody's eyes are on what we're going to do next. So I'm very curious about what the next steps are going to be. I really am looking forward to this darkness to dissipate and for us to be able to, you know, just deal with the light. And
you know, I'd like to see that too. We've got Max, but Max is on the line from Montreal. He's got a question for us.
Hey, Max.
Hi, Max.
Hey, guys. Good to hear this perseverance through all this this muck they're slinging at you. It's really crazy. I've been kind of observing them attempting to discredit you for about the past 2 years, and the evidence is all so flimsy. It's very, very sad, and very sad how they managed to turn the Christian community somehow so fiercely against you. They're taking all your recordings out of context and doing all kinds of alterations to them. It's quite awful. But I always try and stand up for you, put out as much as I can, all biblically based, showing that you're really not straying from it. They try and demonize you for saying that the water is part of the triune God, when obviously in 1 John 5:8 they talk about how Yeshua came from the blood, the spirit, and the water, and it's kind of, you know, linked to the Trinity there. And everything you're saying is very, very much holds up.
Max, can I stop you for one moment? The people that are claiming they're in the Christian community are actually not Christians. They're false Christians. The people that are attacking us and we're exposing them are all connected to different churches that are funded by very wealthy, some of them philanthropists, are involved in very bad things, including blood diamond trading, and they are all into satanic worship. They're hiding behind the Christian Bible. Real Christians, we have a lot of them on our side.
We just did. Jenny Hatch is out there.
Yeah.
Probably, Jenny, you're listening. We want to thank you and send our love to you. We've received some of your emails today. We did a radio show with Jenny Hatch this morning. She is a spirit-filled Christian, and she knows what is happening. She is not turning from the opportunity to shed light into the darkness. She has zero fear. She's not willing to allow fears. That's really what a Christian is supposed to be doing. It's about faith, and it's about prayer, and it's about your connection through Yeshua to the Almighty, and the combination of the two. When we, Sherry and I, both happen to be Messianic Jews, we're basically born again. We love Yeshua, and essentially it is that love that sustains us and keeps us. And, you know, we are very close to a lot of people in the Christian community. And when you're saying and witnessing what it is that you're now sharing, we see it too. But these people, and they have done a marvelous job. I mean, seriously, I have so many people in the Patriot community. If you look at, for example, Genesis Communications Network, I got several offers today, and Sherry did as well, to go to different networks to have radio shows on various networks. And if you look at Genesis Communications Network, there are nobody. They all claim to be Christians. They all claim to be doing XYZ, but there is virtually not one person left on Genesis Communications Network that hasn't defamed me and or libeled me. And so again, but it's, you know, it's not about, if you read our newsletter today, what I sent out today, and you can go to YouTube right now and put in the Pharma Who murders into the search engines of YouTube, Dr. Horowitz, Pharma Who, that's PharmaWho, murders and libel, Dr. Horowitz. If you put that search engine into YouTube, read what I wrote, because this is not about religions per se.
We all, the people, have been separated. We've all been divided. It's not about the Jews. It's not about the Christians. It's not about the Muslims. This is about Satanism versus we, the people, loving God's children. And that's really what we've got to come to terms with.
It's about dividing the sheeple to conquer the flock. That's what it's about. So I'm sorry, Max, please finish.
Oh, I absolutely agreed with everything there. It's clear that these satanic people have enmeshed themselves in the church, unfortunately. But that passage within Revelation that you're talking about, with the angel of the Messianic Community of Philadelphia, doesn't it say in there that there will be some of the synagogue of the adversary who will call themselves Jews, who are not, who will kind of wind up in the end, you know, trying to mess with you?
Call themselves Christians who are not.
Yeah, well, today,
today
it's those who call themselves Christians who are not, because you see, Yeshua came for the Jews, and that was his ministry, to administer love and the same blessing. And that's exactly what we're doing. You know, that's why I'm making it absolutely clear. I don't claim, like a lot of other guys out there, claiming to be Jesus. I am aspiring to be Jesus-like. And I'm having a hard time like everybody else. We're all sinners, we've been told, but the reality is that the main reason why we're all sinners, which means to be off the mark, we're out of the flow, is because we've been dumbed down, spiritually suppressed, and our minds have been manipulated by people who are in control. That's really what my message in the YouTube segment, when you read the newsletter that went out today and that I've posted on YouTube, you can see that this message is very clear. It's very simple. It's not complex. And I agree. I think that all of us are crazy. We've all got to realize that we're all sinners, and sin is craziness. Sin is stupidity. You know, a blade of grass is not in sin. A blade of grass, as I mentioned, grows in love in 528 hertz frequency. It resonates that. It radiates that color greenish yellow. And it directs its purpose to commune virtually with the sun and the sunlight in order to do what? In order to serve. A dog who gets sick eats the grass, becomes well miraculously. The grass and the plants that resonate with that chlorophyll, it feeds oxygen to sustain life. The life is in the blood. We breathe it. We live. This is what the universe is reflecting in this reflection of divinity, of divine love, in 528 hertz frequency. And we are all so stupid if we look and cast judgments on others. And that's been the most ridiculous thing. These liars claiming that I'm a knight of Malta, claiming that I'm anything but Dr. Len Horowitz, a humble servant of the Creator, willing to sacrifice my own life and endanger my own family and my own children, who are just heroes, in my opinion, for not only putting up with me, but putting up for this whole situation, not in the last couple of weeks, but for the last 20 years. You know, these people are just, they deserve a sainthood, in my opinion. I'm talking about Jackie, who's my ex-wife. We still love and care for each other. We've been divorced for quite a while now, but the reality is that, you know, she is still standing by. She works in our company. She works in Healthy World Store. She is heavily involved in our ministry, and our children are likewise, you know, just able to keep this love and this focus on faith and truth. And basically, this is what I feel we need to focus on, is the family. I think we need to focus on love. I think we need to see the family as extended family. We're all brothers and sisters from the divine family, and that we're all special in that way, and we're all gifted. We have our own unique gifts and our own unique contributions to make in the world. And, you know, if you lie about that, then essentially, you know, you're in dissonance. You are in sin. And, you know, the Bible, the Ten Commandments are also, you know, perfect for looking at what is it that gets you in with the flow of love versus what gets you into trouble. Hey, listen, Max, thanks for calling. I appreciate that. Love you, brother. Thanks for keeping
us. Our prayers are with you both, and just lots of love from over here.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Okay, well, stay tuned with BBS Radio, and we love you, folks. God willing, again, we'll be joining you again. Sorry about not having video tonight. Again, for safety reasons, we decided to change our office locations and our broadcasting locations. So we'll see if we can get set up for video next week. And we love you. Bye for now.
God bless you.